Hello, and thanks for listening today. This has been with the Oakland Church of Christ. In many cases, David wrote psalms about various events in his life. And in some cases, we have both the event and the psalm recorded for us. We can compare the events in David's life side by side with the psalms he wrote about them. And that can help us see the response he had to hard times and tragedies and the responses we should have to hard times or tragedies in our lives. Each day this week, we're going to summarize or read a lesser-known pairing of events and psalms from David's life. We might make a few observations along the way, but for the most part, we're going to let the stories and psalms speak for themselves. Our first episode in David's life comes while David is a young man. He's already been anointed the future king by Samuel. He's defeated the giant Goliath and has served King Saul faithfully, both as a military commander and as a musician. But King Saul is increasingly paranoid and jealous of David, since God has told Saul that Saul's time as king is running out because he did not follow God's commands. We're going to summarize what happens next from 1 Samuel chapter 19, and then read the psalm David wrote about the event, which is Psalm 59. So in 1 Samuel 19, after David defeats the Philistines yet again, Saul tries to kill David with a spear, but his throw misses. David runs home, where his wife Michal is in the unfortunate position of being David's wife and Saul's daughter, while Saul is trying to kill David. Michal helps David escape through the window and makes a pretend David on the bed to make it look like he's still home. Saul's men come too late, and David is on the run. While we're turning over to Psalm 59, which David wrote about that event, put yourself in David's place for a minute. He's the anointed future king. He barely escaped death at the hands of Saul, who he's been serving faithfully. David's wife, Michal, rescued David from her father, and David is now away from home and in constant fear for his life. What would we be feeling and thinking and praying about after that if this was all happening to us? Let's remember the background story while we read Psalm 59. To the choir master, according to Do Not Destroy, a miktam of David, when Saul sent men to watch his house in order to kill him. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from those who work evil, and save me from bloodthirsty men. For behold, they lie in wait for my life. Fierce men stir up strife against me. For no transgression or sin of mine, O Lord. For no fault of mine they run and make ready. Awake, come to meet me, and see. You, Lord God of hosts, are God of Israel. Rouse yourself to punish all the nations. Spare none of those who treacherously plot evil. Each evening they come back, howling like dogs and prowling about the city. There they are, bellowing with their mouths, with swords in their lips. For who, they think, will hear us? But you, O Lord, laugh at them. You hold all the nations in derision. O my strength, I will watch for you, O God, are my fortress. My God, in his steadfast love, will meet me. God will let me look in triumph on my enemies. Kill them not, lest my people forget. Make them totter by your power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouths, the words of their lips, let them be trapped in their pride. For the cursing and lies that they utter, consume them in wrath, consume them until they are no more, that they may know that God rules over Jacob to the ends of the earth. Each evening they come back, howling like dogs and prowling about the city. They wander about for food and growl if they do not get their fill. But I will sing of your strength. I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning. For you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. O my strength, I will sing praises to you, for you, O God, are my fortress, the God who shows me steadfast love. Those are David's words to the Lord in response to God saving David from King Saul, pleading to God for deliverance, expressing confidence in God's authority and power, asking God to judge the wicked, and praising God for his strength and steadfast love. What a beautiful response to a terrifying situation. May we show the same trust and faith in God today as we go through our day. Thanks for listening and have a blessed day from the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama.